Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and a Physic Phone Call. I hope that you are having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 18th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A very important announcement. The Orthodox Union is encouraging members of our community to help combat COVID-19 by considering to donate plasma by registering with the COVID-19 Plasma Initiative. The Orthodox Jewish community was among the earliest of those struck by COVID-19, and we now sit squarely at the epicenter of this pandemic. Because each of us knows someone who has been affected by this virus, we are in a unique position to help save lives. And all of this is about saving lives, which is the greatest of mitzvot. Dozens of communities and hospitals around the country are participating in the Plasma Initiative. The goal is to collect the antibody-rich plasma of individuals who have recovered from COVID-19 and transfuse it into patients who are currently fighting the virus. This treatment can be life-saving for patients suffering from COVID-19. If you had a documented case of COVID-19, or experience the symptoms of COVID-19 and are now fully recovered, you may be eligible to participate. If you know of someone who has recovered from the coronavirus, please, please, please encourage them to register at the COVID Plasma Initiative Foundation. Please see the link for it in the OU Today email or visit COVIDPlasmaSaveALife.com. That's COVIDPlasmaSaveALife.com. And one more time, COVIDPlasmaSaveALife.com. Thank you. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Benjamin Samuels, Mor D'Asra of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Boston, Massachusetts, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Samuels reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130, and there's a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Samuels will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and the Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Samuels concludes for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow and regarding programmatic OU events, including one beginning immediately after our call today. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Samuel.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thank you to everyone who is joining us, and thank you to the Orthodox Union for their exemplary leadership during this very difficult time for our community, for our country, and for our world. Last Tuesday was Yom HaShoah BeHagvura, Holocaust Memorial and Heroism Day. And I was thinking of my beloved Heilige Zeide, Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Linker, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was a Gera Chassid, a survivor, and I had opportunity to know him very well in my life. And although they lived in Israel, at the very end they moved back to be with us in Chicago, where I grew up. And I remember once when I was in high school, I asked him, what was his secret of survival? And he quoted me a pasuk from Tehillim that we recite on Shabbos and Yontif before benching in Shira Malos. Hazorim bedima berina yiksoru. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he explained that this is not only a divine promise, but it's also a prescription for the attitude we must adopt in meeting life's challenges. It's not necessarily easy, but we have to hold on to that. Hazorim bedima berina yiksaru, those who sow in tears, those who experience crises and challenge, those who sow in tears will reap in joy. But my Zayde was also a chassid, and there's another pasuk that's very important to chassidim that occurs also in Sefer Tehillim, and that is Or Zarua La Tzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. That not only do we sow in tears, but the pasuk promises us, David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim promises us that Or, light, and Simcha, and happiness, Zarua, are seeded, they're planted, they're sown for those who are righteous and for those who are upright of heart. Rabbi Kolonimus Kalman Shapira, the Eish Kodesh, the famous Warsaw Ghetto rabbi, in his sefer, very important sefer, Chovas HaTalmidim, a book that speaks to educators about how to raise up the next generation and be mechanech them, to educate them Jewishly. He says in his opening chapter that that Rabbah in the Gemara would always start a shir with Milta de Bidichusa, with a little joke. And he explains that we have to always, no matter what the environment, we have to find the simcha, we have to find the light, because Ein Hashchina Shora Ela Mitoch Simcha, God's presence doesn't indwell except in an atmosphere of joy. And so this is the challenge that we have. I was discussing this morning with Rabbi Chaim Dessler, who here in Boston is the development officer for Beis Yaakov Boston. And he alerted me to a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach that after Bnei Israel came through the dry bed of the split waters of the Red Sea, and the Egyptians pursued them, and then the Egyptians, of course, we know, were dispatched by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the sea came raging back upon them, that Moshe led Israel in song, and not only Moshe, but Batikach Miriam Hanibia Achot Aaron et Hatov Biada Betetsena Kol Hanashim Acharea Betupim Umcholot. And Miriam, the prophet, the sister of Aaron, she took the tambourine in her hand, and all the women went forth after her with the tambourines and with dances, and they sang and danced in exultation and gratitude and thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their salvation from the crisis that they faced at the Yam Suf. And Rashi cites the pasuk of, how is it possible that they had tambourines? I mean, they were given such short notice to leave Egypt. How is it possible that they brought their tambourines with them? And so Rashi quotes the Midrash that says, Muftachos hayut zikanyo shebedor shakarish baruch hu oseh lahem nisim, that the righteous women of that generation were certain that the Holy One, blessed be He, would perform miracles for them. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects many things from us. Many things will constitute the worthy life, but one of them is Tzipisa LeYeshua, that at every moment of our life, even when things were so difficult and things were so challenging, did we anticipate salvation? Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you anticipate salvation? To be a Jew is to be filled with hope. And again, for some people it's easier, for some people it's harder. It depends on the circumstance, it depends on one's experiences. But no matter how we relate to it differently, we still have this challenge. We have to make a good faith effort. Do we anticipate salvation? If we sow in tears, do we expect to reap in joy? And can we also sow with light and with happiness? And not only that, but we have to ask us during this moment of challenge, what are the tupim shebiyadenu? What are the timbrels and tambourines that are in our hands? When you think about the things that bring a smile to your face, that uplift your spirit, that make you look forward to later today and tomorrow and to the day after that, what is the timbrel in your hand? That is the question we ask ourselves. It might be our children, it might be our grandchildren, it might be our great-grandchildren, it may be another daf of daf yomi, it may be another chance to do an act of chesed, it might be a tzedakah contribution. The reason I was talking to Rabbi Dessler is because our shul pledged and donated 2 Chromebooks to Beis Yaakov girls who didn't have a computer, and this way they could participate in the Zoom classes that have restarted for their school. What other opportunity do we have to be a force for good, for a force for Kedusha in this world? That is the Tov Shebi'adenu, the timbrel in our hand with which we anticipate the day when we will all be able to join in our kehillas, all together, biyachad, in person, and have Thanksgiving. That is what we look forward to. And so we're now going to recite Tehillim, that the Eibishter should hear our tfilos, that the Eibishter should provide the Yeshua, the salvation, the hachsala, the saving that we need, the refuah, the healing that we need, and that we can all, please God, anticipate a better time to come. I'm going to turn to Tehillim Kaf, and I'm holding in my hand a very special Sefer Tehillim. This was given to me as a personal gift by the Rebbe of the Seret Vizhnitz Hasidim in Haifa. It is a prized possession of mine, and I'm going to lead us in Tehillim from this Sefer, and the Zchus of that Rebbe and of all of us should lead us, please God, to the Yeshua that we anticipate. Okay, Tehillim Kaf. Lam natseach mizmor l'David, ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev ha'shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisodecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'olascha yedash nesela. Yitein lecha kilbovecha v'kol atzoscha yimale. Neranena b'yeshua secha. U'v'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, bigburos yesha yemino, eilov arechev ve'eilov asusim, ba'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkihir, heima karu v'nafalu, ba'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'anehu, Beyom Koreinu. We turn to Tehillim Kav Zayin. Le David Adonai Ori Bishi Mimi Ira. Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Evchod. Dikrov Alai Mireim Lecholis Bisari. Sarai ba'oivai li, heima chashlu v'nafalu, im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, bezos ani boteach. Achas sha'alti me'es Adonai, osa avakesh, Shifti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayoi, lachzos benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Ki yitzbeneini besuko biyom ra'a, yastireini beseser ohalo, bitzur yerol memeni. Ve'ata yarum roshi al oivai sevivo sahai, Ve'ezbecha be'o'alo zivchei serua, Ashira v'azamra la'adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra, Ve'choneni v'aneni. Lecha amar libi pakshu panai, Espanecha Adonai abakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, Al tak ba'af avdecha, ezrasa ha'isa, al ticheni ve'al tazveni, Elohei yishi. Ki avi b'imi azabuni, ve'adonai ya'asafeni, Oreni Adonai Darkecha, Unecheni Beorach Mishor Leman Shorarai, Al Titneni Benefesh Sarai, Hikamu Bi Ede Sheker Bifea Hamas, Lule, Heemanti Lirot Betuv Adonai Beeretz Chaim, Kave El Adonai Chazak Biametz Libecha, And now we turn to Psalm 130, Tehillim, Kuvlamed, Mimama Kim Krasicha. From the depths I call out to you, O God. Shir Hamalos, Mimama Kim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shima Bekoli. Hiena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo. Adonoi mi yamod. Ki imcho hasilicho leman ivare. Ivisi Adonoi. Kivason nafshi belidvaro hochalti nafshi ladonai mi shomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed vaharbe imofidus behu yifte es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We will now recite the Mishaberach for Cholim and Cholot, for those who are ill. We keep in mind, of course, all of those Cholim and Cholot, those who are ill because of this Magefa, this COVID-19 plague. But we should also keep in mind all of those who are Chole Baguf, sick in their physical sickness, chole hanefesh, those who need a little support to support their mental health and wellness. I'm going to pause in the middle, and you should feel free to recite to yourself the name or names of people for whom you are praying, and then we will answer amen, so that all of our personal tefillahs and our communal tefillahs are entwined together as they reach up to the heavens and to the ear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi sheberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aharon David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech b'rapeh es. Kol hacholim v'hacholos shebiklal Yisrael u'betocham. Kol chole hamagefa karona, ba'avur shanachnu mispalim ba'avuram, bischarze hakodesh baruch hu yemale rachamim aleihem, lachlimam, lraposam, lachzikam, lachyosam, ishlach lehem mehera refua shlema min hashamayim, lachol Eibareyem l'chol gideyhem, b'soch shar kol chole Yisrael, refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, hashta bagala bizman karib, b'nomar amen. And then I'm going to ask Rabbi Herman to come back on the line and join us and help sing Achenu kol beis Yisrael.
I'm gonna say it instead of singing it. I'm not sure if my voice will hold for singing it at the moment, but thank you so much, Rabbi Samuel. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanizunim batzara b'shivya lomdim bein ayam bein bayavasha hamakom yirachim aleihem yotziyim mitzara levacha mi'afeo leora mishibud legula hashta bagala uzman kariv v'nomar amen. Again, thank you so much, Rabbi Samuel.
Thank you for the privileged opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you. The OU is excited to announce the launch of a brand new program, which will commence every day, Monday through Thursday, immediately following the daily Chizuk and Tehillim call. It will begin each day, Monday through Thursday, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Daily Devar, 30 minutes to nourish your soul, is a half an hour program featuring speakers from around the world. Each day will have a different theme. Mondays on the prophets, Tuesday on prayer, Wednesday on Pirkei Avot, and Thursdays on the Parshat HaShavua. Today, please join Rabbanit Shani Tarragon at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for an introduction to Melachim Aleph. It could be accessed live in less than 9 minutes, in just a few minutes now, at together.ou.org. Again, together.ou.org. This is not a series you want to miss. We are very excited about it. Additionally, I would like to bring to your attention that the OU's mental health series, Calm Amid Corona, will feature Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb on the topic of grief, the Omer, and Corona, personal thoughts and suggestions. This will be tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it can be viewed live at ou.org/mental health. That's ou.org/mental health. It could also be viewed on the OU's Facebook page. Again, that's tonight at 8 p.m., and in just a few minutes, in less than 8 minutes, Rabbanit Shani Tarragon can be viewed for the introduction to Melachim Aleph at together.ou.org. All of these, plus many more programs and resources, can be viewed in the OU Today daily email. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Roy Feldman, of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.